Would you ask the Lord to bless His Word this afternoon? Romans chapter. Yeah, a lot of good chapter in there, Brother Leslie. What I have in mind, though, later on down toward the end of that chapter, actually the middle, latter part of the middle, the 26th verse says, "Likewise the Spirit also helps. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." This scripture here speaks to us gives us a picture of sometimes we ourselves aren't even able to comprehend or to put into words exactly what we need. But it also gives us the knowledge, the picture, that there is one who does know what we need. And now let's go on. "For he that searcheth the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to God's will." The will of God. Now let's go on to the next one. And this is the one I really want us to get a hold of. And Brother Paul wrote Romans, I believe it is Brother Paul wrote it. He said, "And we know." In other words, I'm convinced. It's all settled in my mind. I know that all things. Oh, this encompasses a whole lot of territory, folks. Listen to him now again. "And we know." Now, he said before he got to this scripture, he said, "The Lord knows what we need. And we can trust Him to get us there." And then he says, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to His purpose." Now let me put that a little bit in my words. His divine work and action in your life. He knows where He wants to take us. And He sees our heart. And He knows what's developing in there. And He knows what He wants to develop in there. And He knows how to call it forth. Even if your character is very different than mine. Some of us, I think Brother Peter had kind of he wanted to jump up and say something now. And there was others, that Brother John, he was just wanting to just lean on Jesus' breast. But the Lord worked with both of them to bring out godliness in their life. I want to tell you, I want to ask you, I want to encourage you, say it like that. When you are going through some very, very hard places in your life, I want to encourage us to be able to get a hold of this scripture, lay hold on it with faith, and say, "Lord, I know." And folks, sometimes that's hard to say. There's going to be some times that the winds beat on your house, the storm comes and crashes all around, and the flood seems to be an overwhelming flood, and feels like you're about ready to be shaken off your foundation. I want to tell you, it's a good time to say, "Lord, I'm scared, but I know this. I believe that You've got a purpose in this. And You've told me that You're going to cause all things to work together for good." To whose purpose? Here again, folks, is a place that sometimes we get in trouble. We can get an idea. We can pretty well decide how we think things ought to turn out. In my mind, I think, "Lord, this A, B, and C, this needs to happen just like this, and it'll come out, work out so good, Lord. And I'll make me feel good, and we'll be able to praise the Lord in the camp of the saints, and we'll just..." And maybe that's not what He's got in mind. Because He might see something else down in your heart and mind that He wants to teach us to submit to. Not only submit to, but learn the sweet joy of trusting in the midst of a raging storm. Folks, you'll not know peace until you have felt His arms around you when the storms of life are raging. It's easy to have peace when everything's going well. But the value of peace is accentuated and doubled exponentially whenever we are in the midst of a raging storm and He's there holding us. And then you begin to say, understand what He said when He said, "Peace I give, I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you." I've got something, He says this, He has something that surpasses all. Sometimes we think peace has to be, we understand peace when everything's going my way. Oh no, but Brother Paul said, the Spirit, God understands who we are. And His purpose is to work in your heart and mind a deep-seated submission and trust in the Heavenly Father that surpasses the result I have in mind. And anchors past my preconceived notion and goes to say, "Lord, Your way is right in spite of what I expect for You to do." Let me say it differently. I hope our expectation is always to be in the will of the Lord. But sometimes my human desires, "Lord, I want it to work out just like this." But when His ways take a different course, God wants us to learn to trust His ways. Brother Clifford taught me this years ago. And I know I was a young man that in my young walk with the Lord, I had this idea that if I believed hard enough, and if I prayed long enough and read scriptures enough that kind of lined them up and had these promises that I got a hold of. Now, folks, don't get me wrong. Those promises are wonderful. And when the Lord anoints them to you, you hang on to them. But there are some times that He asks us to be quiet and trust. And Brother Murphy Allen, bless his heart, he had a terrible affliction on his body. And when I newly saved, I began to admire the love that he had for my soul and how he pushed against the hard things of his affliction to come over there and minister to a young man. Just a babe in Christ. Hard for him to do, but he loved. And I took him to the Lord earnestly in prayer many a time. And in my mind, I would pray until I thought that I had convinced myself that the Lord's heard to the point He's going to have to heal him now. And it didn't happen. You know what the Lord was doing? He was teaching a young man something about trust. And he had to have a vessel willing to go through something like that. I don't know all the blessings that Brother Murphy Allen got through his affliction. But I'm confident there's a great blessing of obedience when he was passing through that surpasses all else. I know I found that when I trusted the Lord in times like that. Not like what Brother Murphy had. But when I found grace to trust the Lord in places in my life. And as the Lord began to teach me, and I'll share this with you, and connecting with what Brother Clifford Wilson, my pastor, used to teach me. He told me, Ivan, he said, it's not so much about divine healing as what it is about divine trust. Did you understand what I said? What I said, we need to just submit ourselves to the Lord. Sometimes we struggle against His will, thinking that His will's got to be mine. When really He wants our will to be subjected to His will. Now, there's a place when He inspires us to stand up and take a stand, then you stand on it. There's other places of learning His will, of submission right through these difficult places that He allows us to go through. Folks, there's a real peace here. And there's something I believe that if we don't learn this place, that we can miss a real valuable peace that God intends us to have. We can go right by His wonderful peace and try to put God in our desires. We can say, Lord, You got to work it out like I want You to work it out. When He wants us to rest in Him and let Him have His way. And as He takes us through there, I want to tell you, He teaches us some wonderful lessons. Oh, they begin to be real rich to our soul. And the Scriptures begin to become more alive to us because they're applied to places in our lives. I never saw it like that before. Now it's rich. It's bloomed in my life. Oh, I recognize the sweet presence of the Lord. Now it takes on a whole new dimension. I fear sometimes that we see faith as something that I can strain at hard enough till I cause something to happen. It's not that at all, folks. If anything's done at all, it's because God Himself is at work. We know that all things work together for good to them who love the Lord, who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Let's look over here into, I believe it's 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, I believe it's the, yes, it's, thought it was the 10th. It's where He told Brother Paul that my grace is sufficient for thee. That's 2 Corinthians, okay. There you go. I thought it may have been in the wrong. There it is. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. We're going to notice by the help of the Lord here what Brother Paul went through and how the Lord handled him. Listen to what Brother Paul, after he went through now. Sometimes it's hard to grasp it when we're right in the heat of what we're going through. But when Paul had come through out the other side, he learned something. He passed it on. Now, 7th verse here of the 12th chapter. And Paul says, now this is his testimony after he's come through. Got the victory. Now it didn't say the thorn was removed, but he got the victory. And he says, now looking back, he said, lest I should be exalted above measure. Notice the danger that the Lord averted in Brother Paul's life. Notice what the Lord did to protect Brother Paul. Don't you know the Lord loves you? Don't you know that what the Lord allows come your way is out of a pure heart of love, that He might bring you safely to that expected end? Don't you know that's a reason for it? Can we, along with all of our brethren in the past who have found this sweet way of walking with the Lord, can't you say along with them, Lord, I put my hand in Yours and lead on. I want Your way, Lord. Brother Paul looked back now. He said, I realize that the Lord had blessed me with a lot of revelation. And the Lord wanted that revelation. He wanted Brother Paul to have it. But also at the same time, He wanted Brother Paul to be protected from the element of pride. So you know what He gave him? A thorn. What was that thorn? I don't know. And I'll tell you, you don't know either. But it was something the Lord gave him. It was something that Brother Paul, and it attacked this area, made sure that it didn't grow. And you know why the Lord didn't want that to grow? You know what pride does to a man? It'll destroy him. He can never be a good minister of the gospel. And the Lord wanted to protect and bless Brother Paul. And the Lord, and Brother Paul now, out the other side now, he probably still has a thorn in his flesh. And he said, thank You, Lord. I look now and I realize that lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations there was given to me. And he recognized where it came from. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Folks, it's all right for us to ask the Lord what's going on. In fact, we should. Lord, I'm in a struggle. I don't understand what's going on here. Lord, where's your hand in it? What do you want me to get while I'm here, Lord? He said three times. And I don't know what those, was it just one little short prayer three times? I don't know. But I can tell you this much. Normally, when I get in trouble and I begin to seek the Lord, it's not just a little old short, well, Lord, I come, well, what's going on? No, it's Lord. I don't understand. Lord, please meet me here. Give me some understanding. And maybe you pray out your burden. And evidently, the answer didn't come at the end of the first prayer session. Didn't happen. What do you do with that, folks? Do you still trust? You say, well, I tried. Brother Paul said he did it three times. And I believe he'd have done it more until he got the answer. I want to encourage us to do that, folks. Just go back again to the solid belief that we know that all things work together for the good. And that's God's purpose in our life. He intends for all things to work together for the good of those who are called, who love Him with all their heart, who are called according to His purpose. You know what this really talks about, the calling? That means the Lord's divinely at work. He's watching your life. He's careful. He's calling. He's working in you personally. He knows who you are, and He knows what's developing in our heart. He's calling. He knows us. All right, Brother Paul. Here he said, three times I sought the Lord, and finally I got the answer. Lord spoke back to him and said, all right, Brother Paul, you've suffered long enough. I'm going to take the thorn from you. Is that what? That's what he wanted, wasn't it? It's what he wanted. Is that what was right? If it had been what was right, God would have taken it from him. But the Lord loved him enough to leave him with a thorn. God, help us. Help us, Lord, to receive the thorn. Oh, the thorn, as it's pushed into your flesh many times, it hurts. But I want to tell you, that thorn is sharpened with the sharpest instrument of love. And as it goes deep in our heart, God intends for it to grow. And it doesn't grow painful things. I believe what bloomed out of Brother Paul's life from this was a glorious perfecting of God's hand in his life. The Lord said to him, my grace is enough for you. Oh, is that strong enough? It says here, my grace is sufficient. I want us to get the meaning of that. My grace is potent enough to take you through. My grace will meet the depth of your trial. How else can I say? What do you think it means? It means that God would be sufficient for him. Enough. Whatever your need is, the Lord gave him this promise. I'll be there with you, and when you feel overwhelmed, I'll not let it happen. I'm going to stand right there with you. My grace is sufficient for you. Folks, I believe His grace is good enough for us too. Believe it is. I know He said that to Brother Paul. And I believe He'll say that to you and I in the depths of our need. My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. I believe what he is really meaning here, God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. You see, when I begin to be glorified, when I stand up and want everything to go my way, when I demand that the Lord gives me my results,
that you know He's weakened and I'm strengthened? Now, He's still going to remain God, don't get me wrong. But in my life, the effect of His working in my life will be diminished. God wants it the other way around. For when I am weak, you know what He's talking about when He says, for when I am weak? He's talking about the old carnal man being brought into subjection. For when I am made weak, when I quit trying to manipulate God, when I quit trying to make Him do it my way, when I quit trying to allow the flesh to be puffed up, when that old thing is brought into subjection, put on the cross, and when that is made weak, then am I truly strong. Then the strength goes beyond the human. It goes beyond the carnal and goes into the divine. You don't have the strength to take you through the storms of life. The places you're going to need the Lord in your future, folks, you don't have enough willpower to take you through. You're going to have to come down to this place where we seek the Lord and say, God, let me be weak and lean on You. And I want to tell you, when we do that, stands up the fortifying, enormous amount of grace that puts its arms around you and I and bears us up and causes us to walk in His ways. This is what works in the Christian experience, folks. If we take the attitude that I'm just... Now, God wants us to give Him all of our will and pursue Him with all we know how. But folks, that's not ever going to be enough in the overwhelming flood. There's got to be a place where we learn to submit and wrap our arms around Him and hang on for dear life and say, Lord, have Your sweet will. Work on me, Lord. And folks, let me tell you this too. When you go through places that will expose who you are inside, sometimes ugly pictures come out. God never intended for those pictures that we see of ourselves to crush us to earth. His desire to reveal to you and I who we are is only for the purpose that it might work together for the good of our soul. That it might work together that you and I could develop into His likeness. Brother Paul said, we know that all things work together for the good of those who have the call of God on their life. God's calling and working divinely in hearts. So Brother Paul goes on here now after the Lord told him, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Then Brother Paul said, all right, most gladly, therefore, I just receive it. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. I recognize I'm weak. And I have found when I recognize my weakness, when I learn to just rest in His will, I've learned the peace of just resting. You remember when the disciples were in that boat being tossed all over the place? They were believing they were about to be drowned. Jesus said, what? Where's your faith? Folks, in the middle of your trial, quit trying to struggle with the oars. Say, Lord, I'm in this boat with You. I'm going to stay right here. And as we get tossed around, looks like I'm about ready to get overwhelmed. But Lord, You take the oars. You go ahead and lead me right on, Lord. And if I'm drowning, I'm drowning with You. And then He can look at you and I and say, when you're weak, then am I strong. He wants to show Him. You know, the eyes of the Lord are running throughout the whole earth, looking for somebody whose heart's perfect toward Him so He can show Himself strong. In your case, in mine. And by the message that I'm bringing you today, don't get me wrong, I will pray with all my heart for your healing. But I'll pray with all my heart that His will be done. That's right. There's the peace.
There's a place of being able to lay down in that boat with Jesus and sleeping. And that's what he was doing. Jesus was sleeping through a raging storm. And really, I think he'd turn to us and invite us to lay down with him. Won't you just turn those oars loose? You think you want to get to the other shore. You want to get out of the storm. But why don't you just lay down here and go sleep with me? Can we do that? You know, right now I'd like to say, yes, we can. And yes, we can. But I'll admit to you it's hard. But I will also tell you there's a scripture that says, my grace is sufficient for thee. And Brother Paul came to the place that he said, most gladly, therefore. Oh, folks, when you learn to go through those places and dig out the gold, suck honey out of the flinty rock, places that look, that's a scripture. I don't forget where that scripture is. Over there, is it Ezekiel or somewhere? Somewhere talks about it caused you to suck honey out of the flinty rock. Anyway, the hard, in other words, the hard places. Look like you can't get anything out of that. Looks like, Lord, why did you let me come here? There's a place of receiving at the hand of the Lord. And as you go through that with Him, pretty soon He'll hand you that flinty thing and you're going to taste the sweetness. You embrace it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Most gladly will I glory in my infirmity, that the power of God might rest upon me. And you know, this lets us know that as long as what I stand up in my strength, I prevent the power of God resting on me. So I submit myself and bring myself down and allow His power to be on me and Him to get the glory. How was it that, I don't want to hold this very long. I know it's hot and we're all sleepy. But I would like to point us to the example of Brother Job in the Scripture. Now, Brother Job went through some hard places. And one thing I appreciate about that book is that it wasn't sugar-coated at all. At the beginning, he started off real well, didn't he? When everything came his way, one right after another, his response, he humbled down and he worshiped the Lord, didn't charge God foolishly, and still gave glory to the Lord. And then the battle stretched on beyond that day. Another day came. And another day came. And the boils came. And another day. And the boils were worse. And another day. And another day. And his wife came and said, you know the story. I've heard some accounts to say that may have stretched on for years. I don't know. But I could see it happening. And he came to the place that he said, I've looked this way. And I've looked this way and I've sought and I've cried and I've said all the prayers I know how to say and I can't find him anywhere. What are you going to do? Trust him. You're just almost there, folks. When you get to that point, just hang on. Brother Job said, I have looked everywhere and I can't find him, but I'm resting in this fact. He knows the way that I take. And I know that he's at work in my life. And that when I come out the other side, he didn't say if I come out, that when I come out the other side of this thing, the Lord's going to create something special. And folks, there's another scripture about the trying of our faith being more precious than gold. That applies to you and I today. The Lord will do things for us just like, do you think, I know that we look back, if we had an experience like Brother Job, we'd look back and wish maybe we'd have done some things different. I believe Job looked back and wished he'd have maybe done or said some things different. The Lord had to correct him. And the Lord will correct you and I. Did you know He loves us in the middle of the battle? Did you know that even when you do things wrong in the middle of the battle, He still loves you?
hadn't abandoned you. No, he just sent Brother Job, another young man called Brother Elihu, I believe was his name. And he reminded him that God doesn't do anything wrong, Job. God's always right, Job. And he is. I know I'm condensing, but that's pretty well the message, brother. Was that his name Elihu? Yes. Anyway, wasn't one of the three miserable comforters. He was another young man. He's the fourth one. Came up. And he said, Job, God's right. Don't charge him. Don't say he's doing wrong by letting you go through this, Job. And then the Lord came and talked with Job. Straightened things out, and when it's all through, Job come out the other side. And I know I say we like to think, well, he's twice as mild as what he had before. But I think he was twice as spiritual as what he was before. He had twice the peace as what he had before. He had twice the confidence. I don't want to just put a number on it, but he had, I think, a bunch more. Had a lot more confidence. Because the Lord brought him through. And you know there's great value in the storm you're going through? There's great value. I want to encourage us, Lord, help us to learn how to enjoy the storm. And I want to tell you, that's not easy. Brother Job didn't find it easy, and I don't think Brother Paul found it easy when he was dealing with this, but he brought both of them to a time that they rejoiced in what the Lord did in their life. God wants us to do that too. I want to encourage you this evening. Let's not try to put God in our box, but let's fit ourselves into His will. And get ourselves in His hands. And then now, God, help us to rest there. Help us, Lord, because, folks, you're going to need some help to stay there. Because in the middle of the raging storm, everything's going to call to you. All your fears will come out. God, help us to learn to rest in His will. Pray for me. I want to make heaven my home.